Welcome to Watchmen on the Wall, a daily outreach of Southwest Radio Ministries and SWRC.com. God is still on the throne, and prayer changes things. Today, author and teacher Jonathan Kahn will share his prophetic journey with us as he reveals the Josiah Manifesto. Later this week, Donald Perkins will continue his study on the Book of Revelation, and Michael Hoggard will examine what the Bible says about the spirit world. We're just a few weeks away from our next Prophecy in the News live event, August 16th and 17th at Hill Spring Church in New Prague, Minnesota. Come hear the latest One World update, examine biblical artifacts from Israel, and learn about the earth before the flood. You'll learn how to have victory in the invisible war on the saints and discover the truth behind the secret societies. Speakers include Dr. Larry Spargimino, Micah Van Hus, Josh Davis, Larry Stamm, Greg Patton, and Clayton Van Hus. Tickets are free, but seating is limited. Register today by visiting our website, swrc.com. Click on Events. You can also register by calling 1-800-652-1144. Prophecy in the News Live, August 16th and 17th in New Prague, Minnesota. Here's our host, Dr. Larry Spargimino, with today's special guest, author Jonathan Kahn.
Jonathan, it's so wonderful to have you back on the show. I always love these programs with you. They're long, but they're so exciting. I tingle all over.
I'm glad to be part of the tingling. It's always a joy to be with you, Larry, from the very from the harbinger, I believe, from the very beginning. And what I'm blessed with Southwest Radio Church also is that, you know, as I'm so into the word, that you give the time, you know, to open up the thing. So it's always a joy to be with you. You know, sometimes I might speak for a little bit, but this is where we can get into at least some more that other people may not get.
Yes, and we're going to offer some materials we'll mention about. We'll mention that later on, but no one else or only a few ministry has, but we'll talk about that. So as we start, Jonathan, what is the Josiah Manifesto going to reveal?
Well, this is going to be a prophetic journey. I mean, more than any other thing I've ever written, where we're going to be opening up really mystery after mystery after mystery of what's all going to come together, which is going to actually give a revelation that I believe the Lord has for this hour and for the days to come and for the end times. And the thing is, like, you know, is America heading for judgment, first of all? Secondly, has the Lord given us a last chance? We're going to open up mysteries that have been unfolding in our lives. We may not have realized it, but was the hand of God. And it's ultimately all going to lead to a blueprint or that's what it says, manifesto, a blueprint, a guide for how to stand, how to survive, how to prevail, and how to move forward in this hour. And, the subtitle is the Josiah Manifesto, the ancient mystery and guide for the end time. So it's going to be like mystery after mystery. And, Larry, it's going to be, many of the mysteries that have been opened, that have been kind of revealed, like from the harbinger to the return of the gods, to the oracle, to the paradigm, are kind of coming home, kind of coming for a landing in the Josiah Manifesto.
Wow. Yeah, that's exciting. That's why I think, you get into a lot of this stuff in a way that you have some special gifts. No one else, as far as I know, has those gifts. But they're so exciting. They're not gloomy. They encourage us, and they provide us with hope. And praise the Lord for that. Well, now, Jonathan, in the Josiah Manifesto, you take us on a prophetic journey to uncover mysteries that, from an even greater mystery in Revelation, it begins on an island. Wow. Tell us about that.
We won't be able to get into much, but just to let you, and I don't often talk about this, but you'll know at the beginning, it begins, the first part is called the Island of Mysteries, and there's all sorts of things that set the stage for the mysteries that have been affecting America, everything else. And it actually begins with, I won't go into it, but it's in everything, but an object that I gave to Fidel Castro on the island of Cuba.
Wow.
And the object and a word, I gave him a piece of paper with a word, was a prophetic word. The object and the prophetic word are part of a mystery from God that actually determined, or it was, it's from the Bible, actually determined the exact time that his reign would end. Mm. And not only the year, but the week, but the day and the hour that the reign of Fidel Castro would end. And it's all linked to a mystery in the Bible that actually is the mystery that begins the Josiah Manifesto, that touches, has touched America, touched our lives, has altered our lives, and is all part of what we're going to start unfolding. So that's a kind of a little taste.
Well, what was his reaction to that? I mean, did he get angry at you? Did he begin to shake and weep or repent?
No. Actually, he said a word after thanking me. I don't think he realized the ramifications of it, you know, when I gave it to him, because it is an object. I'll give a little hint. One of the things I gave him was a shofar that is linked to the Jubilee, and that actually gave the exact timing of when his reign would come to an end. I mean, to the hour, you know, years later, to the hour.
Hmm. Wow. Well, Jonathan, you've uncovered some stunning mysteries behind the coming of the plague to America. Give us a little taste of that.
Yeah, actually, the Bible gives a real clue with this. I mean, gives principles that are behind us, and people miss this, and it's so important, and the reality of God. The, you know, when abortion first entered America, it actually came before Roe versus Wade, abortion on demand, and it came to the continent of America through one place. It came through New York, and New York became the capital of abortion. It became the spreader of abortion. It led to, you know, Roe versus Wade, but it first entered in the year 1970, and it entered actually when the law came up in the New York assembly to begin. This is the beginning of abortion in America, literally, and the date was January 20th, 1970. Now, we open the door for a form of death. You know, this is abortion, death. You know, now years later, 50 years later, in 2020, another form of death comes to America, and it comes in the form of the plague. It comes 50 years after the first, and it comes on the day that patient zero was confirmed having the plague coming to America. They had headlines all over America. Patient zero was January 20th, 2020. It was 50 years to the exact date. So here's one death. We began one death. Death came back to us 50 years to the exact day.
Wow, that's fascinating. Well, our guest for this show is Jonathan Kahn. He's been called the prophetic voice of this generation, and I believe Jonathan Kahn is indeed the prophetic voice of this generation. We are offering his latest book, The Josiah Manifesto, The Ancient Mystery and Guide for the End Times. Plus, we are making available the Josiah Manifesto Uncensored DVD album, which Jonathan Kahn makes available to only a few ministries like ours, 1-800-652-1144. Now, Jonathan, tell us about the Manifesto Uncensored DVD album. You always have one of these, and this is not something on Amazon. You can't get it any place else, but you can get it through us. So tell us a little bit about what they can expect on this.
Yeah, this literally is uncensored. In other words, so it's on there. You'll get the mysteries, but you'll get what is, I could not even put in the book. And you'll get, it's actually things in there that are nowhere else literally on earth. This is not available anywhere except, I mean, just a few places, and one of them is this ministry right now. So you're going to see it. You're not just going to hear it. You're going to see the mysteries unfold. You're going to see, I'm going to be revealing totally other mysteries that I could not put into the book. And it's 8 one-hour DVDs. So if you can show it to people, you can give it to people, but it's going to be something so exclusive that it's really literally nowhere else on earth.
Well, I know when you do your uncensored thing, that's really, in fact, from what I hear and what I see, this is, I mean, your stuff is earth-shaking, but this is a double rumble, so to speak. This is tremendous, and I know you call it uncensored, and you're making it available through us. 1-800-652-1144. Now, Jonathan, there was an ancient word appointed to be proclaimed just before America went down the path of abortion. What was that ancient word?
Yeah, it actually was literally within days of when that first, the entrance of abortion, when I just told you that, January 20th. And you know what the word was? It's the appointed word that is from ages past that is to be read in the and proclaimed in the synagogues all over the world, and certainly in New York, where there are many Jewish people, so where abortion really made its entrance. So what was the word? You know what the word was? The word was God saying that every baby that opens the womb is holy to me, belongs to me. That every new life that opened, literally about the womb, literally that the baby was the law of the opening of the womb. God says it's sacred, and it's like a warning: don't touch it. And then look what we did. It was all there that in those just before we did it.
This Planned Parenthood group and these pro-abortion people, they're violent, like Jane's Revenge, and breaking windows and threatening people and beating people up. I mean, this is the sting. This is the kiss of death. Babies are human beings, and we take their lives. We're so cavalier with the unborn. I think that's a turn in America when we really went downhill fast. And now, you know, we're talking about euthanasia, death with dignity, on and on and on. It all started with abortion, and they're still fighting. They still claim it's health care. You know, being pregnant is not sick, right? I mean, it's not a disease. You don't need health care. So, wow, that is amazing. But everyone remembers the time that COVID came on America, when everything shut down and their lives changed. What, you know, was that part of the mystery as well?
You know, one of the things that you kind of allude to it, the Bible is very clear about this. If you take the life of children, there's going to be a price to that. You know, when Israel did it, Jeremiah said, you do this, you know, death is coming back, and it's going to be answered. As you did to the children, it's going to come back. So we did this to the children beginning 1970, and then 50 years later, the death comes back. And the thing is, you remember the day when everything shut down. It was like the president went on the air that night, and he gave his whole speech to the nation. That was the day that that America was quarantined. From Europe was cut off from America. Everything closed down. The stock market crashed. And we went into a bear market. Everything. Even the media called it the day that changed everything. The day. Now that was March 11th, and that, remember, it was in the middle of March. March 11th, 2020. That's when the plague fully fell on America. Well, what happens if you go back 50 years? The thing is, it brings you to March 11th, 1970. Do you know what? You know what, Larry? The day that abortion became legal in America on demand was March 11th, 2020. So here again, the entrance, the entrance of abortion, then you have the entrance of the plague. Now, actually, abortion becomes legal. The day we first start killing children is the day that the plague came onto America in fullness, not only 50 years, but to the exact, again, to the exact day.
Wow. There are a couple of other things that we want to get into, but what about the ancient Valley of Hinnom? What does that have to do with New York?
Well, in the Bible, where they were killing the children when they were offering them up as sacrifices, it was the Valley of Hinnom more than any other place. That's where, so Jeremiah, that's when he broke that jar and said that judgment is coming, overlooking the Valley of Hinnom, because that's what he says. You know, you killed the children, well, the blood is going to be repaid, you know, by life to life. Well, so the thing, the question here is that, you know, so what, when the plague came to America, where did it go? Well, it actually specifically, more than any other place, it focused on New York. Well, interesting. Do you know where, you know what America's Valley of Hinnom is? It's New York. More children have been killed in New York than any other place. It is the capital of abortion. Plus, it was the entranceway, and it was the place that spread abortion to America. So here, as we took life, now it comes back. And notice, you know, abortion, you know, is a sin of an older generation against the young generation. Well, Well, when the plague came, it spared the children, but it struck particularly the older generation, the generation that had killed more babies than any other generation in history. So it actually went to New York. And the other thing about it is New York reached the threshold on April 10th, when it crossed the threshold and more people were being struck by COVID than in any other nation were in New York. Don't forget, more in New York than any other nation, April 10th. Well, you know what? You know what, Larry? The day that New York legalized abortion was April 10th, 1970. It was 50 years again to the exact date.
Wow. Well, you probably know my home city is New York City, and
Yeah, okay. I live right outside.
Okay, New Jersey, yeah, but yeah. You know, down through the years, New York has gotten so bad. You know, when I was a kid, we could go in Central Park. You could take a walk in Central Park in the nighttime, and you were still safe. You could watch listen to the owl in some of the trees, and now there's so much crime, and so much of the crime is insane. These sucker punching of the elderly, rape in the elevator, on and on and on. The curse is there. That poor city. There are some good people left there, but wow, it's a bad place.
Well, that's, you know, it's amazing because New York, so much has come out of New York. And when you look, you know, where were the harbingers? You know, most of them were in New York, for those who are the harbingers. You know, where did 9/11 happen? New York.
Yeah. Well,
abortion? New York. You know, the altering of gender began, the big movement? New York. You know, so there's a reason for this.
Wow. Well, Jonathan, what about the mystery of the Eastern Gate? You write about that. Tell us about that.
Well, that goes along with this, Larry, and that is that you know, when the prophet Jeremiah gave his prophecy and broke the jar that we just spoke of about the Valley of Hinnom and the children who were killed, he did it by the gate, by the potter's gate. And the thing is that the gate in the Bible, you know, in other words, they were killing their children by the gate. And the gate is also in the Bible linked to judgment. When the enemy comes, when judgment comes, it says it comes to the gate, you know, it appears to the gate. Well, that leads us to the question, what is the gate of America? Well, the gate of America, what would that be? Well, the thing is, the gate of America is clearly New York. So here is a biblical mystery and principle, and that is that sin is linked to the gate, the killing of children is linked to the gate. Well, where have we killed more children? At the gate, at New York, more than any other. And judgment comes to the gate. So the question is, could COVID, because the plague came to New York more than any other place, but a gate is a place not just that something comes to or judgment, but that you come through. So could the plague have actually come through New York? In other words, could New York have actually spread the plague to America? And the amazing thing is, this is something that we could not have known until recently, because they did genetic DNA studies of the virus. And you know what they found, Larry? They found that the genetic code, or the marker of the virus, the majority of them pointed to New York, to the gate. They have the markers of New York on them. And the thing is, so abortion, now it wasn't just that abortion came to New York as well.
Well, Jonathan, there's so much more to cover, but we're out of time. We're looking forward to having you back. And friends, please be sure to return for our next broadcast. Jonathan Kahn and I will be speaking about his latest book, The Josiah Manifesto, and don't forget to ask for the Josiah Manifesto Uncensored DVD album.
The Josiah Manifesto will take you on a prophetic journey to uncover an ancient puzzle of stunning mysteries that lie behind the events of recent times that have altered our lives. Could all of these mysteries come together to open the door to the answer? An ancient key that will reveal what we need to know and do to stand and prevail in the days to come. The Josiah Manifesto, best-selling book and DVD set by Jonathan Kahn, is here. Order today when you call 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. You can also order on our website, swrc.com. The Josiah Manifesto, book and 8-DVD set by Jonathan Kahn, 1-800-652-1144. Inflation has become a real problem for families. All you have to do is visit the grocery store and you see inflation's impact at the checkout. Today, we're visiting with Philip Patrick, a precious metal specialist, to see how you and I can best be prepared to deal with inflation now and in the future. Digital currency, specifically the digital dollar here in the United States, is that a reality? Let's find out. We're visiting with Philip Patrick. He is a precious metal specialist with Birch Gold and birchgold.com. Philip joins us on the program from time to time to keep us up to date and informed on financial matters, not only here in the United States, but around the world, and how those financial matters affect you, your family, and your finances. Philip, welcome back to the program.
Thank you so much for having me.
So let's talk about the digital dollar. You've been on the program before in the past and given us some information on that. First, let's get an update. Where are we in the landscape of having a digital dollar or a digital currency implemented here in the United States?
Biden has instructed departments to start looking at digital currencies and the effect on the global economy really since 2022. As of 2024, the U.S. Federal Reserve has not yet decided to formally transition to a central bank digital currency, but it is researching actively the effects that a central bank digital currency would have on the dollar, the U.S., and the global economy. So it is certainly in the works. And it's not just here in the United States. They've been trialing it in China. I know a lot of European central banks are talking about the concept. So this is a direction that not only the U.S. central bank, the Fed, want to head into, but also central banks around the world. And it's no surprise, right? It gives central governments more control, which is the direction that they're all heading. It's a frightening proposition. It looks like it will be in our future, but no definite dates as of yet.
Now, I made a mistake at the beginning of our segment. I didn't define our terms. For those that are just like, I don't know what a digital dollar or digital currency is, can you quickly define that for the listener, please?
Yeah, so digital dollar, when I say CBDC, it just stands for Central Bank Digital Currency. So this is essentially a digital version of the paper dollars that we use today. What it would allow for, though, is more tracking from the government, right? They're going to know what we spend, where we spend our money, and what we spend it on, like I said. And that opens up the door for more concerning things, right? Look at China, right? You make a donation to a political party that the government doesn't like, suddenly your ability to spend disappears, right? You're buying too many high-calorie foods, they restrict your ability to do that. The possibilities are endless in terms of government control, which is why I think a lot of people are getting concerned conceptually with the idea.
As the studying goes forth here in the United States and they lay the groundwork and prepare for a digital currency here in America, how can the individual listening right now to Watchmen on the Wall be prepared for that digital dollar, for that digital currency?
It's interesting. I speak to a lot of people. They say, yeah, I'll never use a digital currency. Well, I'm not sure that's the case, right? If we have no options, right? If the only thing we can spend at a grocery store is a digital dollar, we're all going to comply at some point. But the problem that the government today would have is getting any sort of public buy-in. People are up in arms just at the concept of a digital currency. And I don't think they'll have the ability to just push it through executive order. At some point, they're going to have to get some measure of public buy-in. Well, then we have to look back historically at examples of a populace accepting a switch in currency. And at least as far as I can see, the only time it's happened is through significant pain, right? Look at mid-war Germany. They had a currency called the Reichsmark. After World War I, they started printing money at a level similar to what we're doing here in the United States, and they saw hyperinflation. Their currency, the Reichsmark, was devalued to almost worthlessness. Eventually, the government had to step in with a new currency called the Deutschmark. Well, people were in so much pain, they accepted it with open arms, right? So the point that I'm making is this. In order to force a digital currency, we're going to need some pain. Well, now look at where we are. We're seeing an administration racking up debt at a level never seen before in history. Their response to that is to spend more. All of this drives the value of the dollar down. So I'm not saying it's being done on purpose, But we are heading in that same direction. And it may well be 3, 4, 5 years from now, we're seeing the purchasing power of the dollar reduced to a very low level. The government steps in as the savior with a digital currency. This thing has happened time and time again in history, and we appear to be heading down the same path. It's frightening, to be honest.
I know that you believe precious metals is a way for folks to be properly prepared. How can they do that right away, as soon as they want to?
Well, that's the idea, right? No, that was an important part I missed. The way to protect against that is with precious metals, because the key with gold, for example, is it is inversely correlated with currency, right? Gold and the dollar are directly inverse. So when the dollar goes down, gold goes up. And the reason for that is quite interesting. Gold's buying power never changes. Gold is very consistent. You could go back to biblical times and 1 ounce of gold would buy 400 loaves of bread. Today it does the same thing. Gold's buying power doesn't change. What changes is the value of the dollar. So essentially, as the dollar becomes weaker, we need more weaker dollars to buy the same ounce of gold. In answer to that question, by holding our wealth in dollars day on day on day, we're seeing the value of those dollars dissipate and the buying power go with it. Well, by holding gold, as the dollar falls, gold will go up. If we do have a new currency on the horizon, selling gold for that new currency will preserve buying power. The same thing happened in mid-war Germany. Those that had currency lost their shirts. Those that had gold lost nothing. Whenever currency is up in the air, you turn to gold, which is why central banks for the last 2.5 years have been buying more gold than any other years in history, because they're holding dollars. Those dollars are falling. Follow the smart money, and there is no smarter money than central banks when it comes to currency.
There is an opportunity today for our listeners to get information absolutely free about precious metals, about gold, from Birch Gold. Really easy to do. Simply visit birchgold.com/SWRC, and there you can sign up and receive your free information gold kit. Or you can just call 1-800-422-3388. Philip Patrick has been our guest. He is a precious metal specialist with Birch Gold and birchgold.com. Philip, as always, thank you for your information and insight.
Thank you for having me.
The Josiah Manifesto will take you on a prophetic journey to uncover an ancient puzzle of stunning mysteries that lie behind the events of recent times that have altered our lives. Could all of these mysteries come together to open the door to the answer? An ancient key that will reveal what we need to know and do to stand and prevail in the days to come. The Josiah Manifesto, best-selling book and DVD set by Jonathan Kahn, is here. Order today when you call 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. You can also order on our website, swrc.com. The Josiah Manifesto, book and 8 DVD set by Jonathan Kahn. 1-800-652-1144. Tomorrow, Jonathan Kahn will continue his look inside the Josiah Manifesto. Be sure to tune in on your favorite radio station or by subscribing to our daily Watchmen on the Wall podcast. Watchmen on the Wall is a production of Southwest Radio Ministries and is supported by faithful listeners like you. Visit swrc.com.